on Orange County history. He knows as much as you do. You guys would really...
I should get the other one.
Yeah,
I really, need
really have fun.
That's a good idea. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Tuesday, May 26, 2009 public hearing. The first item on our agenda is a public hearing on the fiscal year 2009-2010 manager's recommended budget. Mr. Manager.
This is the hearing on the 2009-2010 budget. We gave the presentation a couple weeks ago, so staff has no formal presentation tonight.
All right. We take it that Mr. Dowling must be here to comment on the budget. As much as he knows about real estate financing, I'm sure he's not here for the fire station financing public hearing.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Manager. It says Robert Dowling.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Thank you. Members of the Board of Aldermen, I'm Robert Dowling. I want to say, as a citizen of Carrboro, thank you to the manager for his consideration of the difficult financial situation we have in this county, in our country, and his consideration for people, many people in our town who have struggled paying their bills on a monthly basis. I know a lot about that firsthand, and not having a tax increase, I think, is really very helpful to people. So thank you to the manager for that. And as the executive director of Orange Community Housing and Land Trust, I am here to say thank you as well to the manager for his recommendation for the allocation of $34,000 to the Board of Aldermen for all the support you have provided to us over the years that I've been standing here asking for your support. We have tried to do our best in reducing our budget. We cut our current fiscal year budget by more than 10%. We did that by eliminating a new position and delaying the hiring of two other positions. We recently hired an operations manager who I think is really going to help us out a lot. We have a lot more work coming our way in the next fiscal year, thanks to the inclusionary housing policies, mostly in Chapel Hill, a little bit in Carrboro. We're expected to sell probably 2.5 times as many homes next year as we sell in a normal year, and that translates to about 40 new homes into the land trust. We normally do 18 to 20. And we expect to do at least 40 next year between East 54, Greenbridge, Claremont, and the two houses we're building on Crest Street in Carver. So we have our work cut out for us. We have a lot of work. There's a lot of pressure on our staff, I can tell you that. Having a new operations manager, Anita Badrock, is going to be very helpful in that regard because the organization has gotten too large for me to really manage by myself. And she's, quite frankly, got skills that I don't have. And is going to do a great job. So thank you again for the support you have shown us. We are doing our best to do what we do and do it better. And if you have any questions, I'd be happy to answer them. Thank you.
Thank you, Robert.
Is there anybody else here to speak on the manager's recommended budget for 2009? I had heard one comment from somebody who I guess elected not to be here tonight, but I understand that recently on a Friday evening a situation arose over at Johnny's store on West Main Street, in which I guess it came to light that they had quite a few visitors over for Friday evening. And one of the issues that arose had to do with the tent that they use. They maintain in sort of a banquet tent in the backyard of that property. And as I understand it, they were asked to pay a $50 inspection, fire inspection fee or something like that for the maintenance of that tent, which came as a surprise to both them and to me that there is any fire inspection requirement for the tent, but it's fine if there is a requirement for the inspection, but apparently at least preliminary indication is that supposedly the tent has to be not only inspected but then reinspected on a monthly basis, and that a new fee has to be paid each month if the information related to me is correct, which it may not be.
And that's what Brian believes.
That's what the owner was that's what he understands about the situation. So I don't know what the correct information about it is exactly, but it seems to me that it seems a little overburdensome to require that this tent be inspected with quite such regularity or to charge quite so much money for such a routine matter. I bring it up as part of our budget public hearing because if there needs to be a change in the way that the permit fee system works, then but I would appreciate it if the staff would look into that situation.
We will. This is the first I've heard about it, so I don't know.
Like I say, I only have minimal information myself, so which is third hand by now. So, but if we could look into that and see whether we can come up with a little bit more reasonable set of regulations for it, that would be great.
Yeah, and also, Steve, if there is if there is a rationalization for the current fee structure, what that is, sure. So that we can consider that.
Does that mean anytime anybody puts up one of those banquet tents, it has to have a? I know some people in my neighborhood had a wedding with a banquet tent. Were they supposed to have a fire inspector look at it and pay $50?
I think you just let us look at it. I don't know. Yeah.
I trust the staff will get back to us on that matter.
Good chip on your
heads. Yeah. Sounds like them. Okay.
The only comment I'll make is that folks shared back with me that they were pleased that the town staff had found a way to keep things neutral. They were pleased. So
yeah.
People are watching to see what the budget looks like, and I think they understand very much.
And I've heard a lot of very positive feedback about our not only maintaining but increasing our donations to our supportive nonprofits, mm-hmm. during a time when everybody else is yanking the money out from under them.
So that what I'm concerned about is when people start seeing the effect of the reevaluations. Because I was talking to someone yesterday she's in Bolin Forest and just had her house reevaluated for a new mortgage, and the assessed value has gone down, for the appraised value rather, but her assessed value has gone up. Mm-hmm. And
so tax assessor went up, but real estate appraiser went down.
Right, and mm-hmm. And her, of course, she's past the appeal point in this particular case, but and she's in that, as most of us in Carrboro are, in that greater than 20% average,
right.
Which means even with the revenue neutral, your taxes will go up.
Right.
So people, we're saying, we're doing revenue neutral, but the effect of the reevaluations are not going to be even across the county.
Right. Yeah, or town for that matter. Right. And clearly, there are a bunch of people who, even with the revenue neutral rate, their tax bills are going to go up, and I don't mind telling you that I'm one of them.
Right, and I'm one of them.
Okay.
Jackie?
Yes.
Probably.
Yes.
I bet you are.
I wish my house was worth what they say it's worth. But.
Okay. Well, are there any other comments at this time? If not, we'll move on to our second public hearing, public hearing on the fire substation bond financing.
Do we need to move the public hearing to be closed or not?
No, we do not for
okay.
this.
Okay.
Mr. Manager. This is the public hearing on the fire station bond financing. You all have previously authorized us to seek proposals for financing for up to $3.5 million for the new fire substation. State law requires that there be a public hearing on the financing, and then we would proceed with approval from the local government commission before actually completing the process, and we'll be bringing back to you next week the actual financing proposals from the bank. So this is the hearing to hear from the public if they have comments on this financing.
Robert Dowling is no one has signed up. Is there anyone here who would like to speak on this matter? Mr. Basis Point himself doesn't have anything to say. He's Mr. Anti-Basis Point. Okay.
Do we need a motion on this one?
Mr. Manager, is there a resolution? Nope. No. We just have to have a public hearing? All right. The public has been heard from, and in this case, we will absolutely do what the public says. Is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. It's 9 minutes.
That's a record.
Go Kings.
Go Hurricanes.
We believe. My husband's